So good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. It's our privilege today to have with us Dr. Ricky Dunsford and his wife, Judy. We're looking forward to hearing from God's Word today. In our call to worship, just very quickly, I wanted to share just a verse of Scripture with you from Exodus chapter 30, passage that I went through some time ago and came to my heart and mind last night as I was preparing. And it's verse 18 of Exodus chapter 30. Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein, for Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. Now listen carefully. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord. It goes on to repeat that two more times, that they shall wash therein that they die not. God has a requirement. When it came to the worship of God, judgment had to be passed upon sin. And as I read that verse, I was just overwhelmed by the thought of God's grace. I am so thankful that we have Jesus Christ. He is my cleansing. He is the one whose righteousness I have now. These men had to go and wash, because if they tried to enter and they had not washed, they would be dead. And yet through Jesus Christ, this morning, we can gather together and we can worship Him in spirit and in truth, having been washed in Jesus Christ. Not something that we have now. Obviously, we need to keep ourselves clean. It's like the lesson that Jesus taught Peter. As you go through this life, you pick up the grime and mire of this world, and you need to be washed by the water of the Word. But I don't have to go back and claim the blood over and over and over and over again to be saved over and over and over again. The blood was shed once. Jesus Christ is my atonement. He is my cleansing. And through Him, I know that I will not die eternally, because Jesus Christ has put me in the Father's hand, and I in turn am in Jesus Christ's hand. I'm doubly secure in Him. I am so thankful for the grace of God this morning. We need to wash ourselves in the water of the Word. But when it comes to your eternal soul, when you have been washed in Jesus Christ, it's once for all. No more to have to go back and redo it again. I'm so thankful for that this morning. And though Aaron and his sons lived in fear, they consciously, you must wash. You must wash before you go to the place of worship. You must wash. We have been washed if we are in Christ this morning. That's what's been secured for us, and that's what establishes our right to come before Him and worship Him this morning.